Welcome on in. Casey and Kev with you on The Point. Hi, Case.
Hi, Kev.
Let's turn our attention to our guests.
Yes, our friends from Casey West Columbia. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey and Kevin. How are y'all this morning?
We're good. Listen, Tim, I'm sorry we didn't greet you off the air, but I've lost my charm from my necklace. And so we were both all
crawling around the floor.
And then all of a sudden the teaser came on and I was like, oh my gosh, we didn't even say good morning to Tim off the air.
Yeah.
Good morning, Tim. It's good to hear from you.
did you find it?
We did not yet.
We are determined.
Okay, you got to find it.
It's got to be here somewhere, I'm sure.
Yes. We will find it.
Kevin, do not let Casey lose her charm.
No.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, fortunately, she has more than just actual charms to her charm. She's charming.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
No, we will make sure.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for letting me have a guest in this morning. You know, you were talking about it getting warm, and this is the time for everybody to come out and start doing things, and that's tourism. That is what the Midlands has. You know, in the state of South Carolina, we've got roughly $30 billion annually that comes into tourism, and that directly promotes business. And in the Midlands area, we have Palmetto Outdoors, ran by Michael Mayo, who has had it now for 20 years. But the young lady who's been with him for 10 years is Katie McGlotke, and she is with us this morning. She is a graduate of Darla Moore School, and she is from Cincinnati, but came here and fell in love with this area and is running that outfit down there now. So I'm so happy to have her with us this morning.
Good morning, Katie.
Thanks for having me. I've really enjoyed my time here and can't wait to keep promoting tourism in the Casey West Columbia area.
Well, glad to have you with us, Katie. And Tim, again, thank you for bringing great people with great energy to our program. We love it. Katie, I know that you are excited about this time of year, as everybody should be with Palmetto Outdoors, because, I mean, it's an opportunity to really, really get out and see just how great we've got it in this area.
Absolutely. Lots of people don't know that we have three rivers running directly through our metropolitan area, which is very unique. And on top of that, we also have whitewater rapids, which is fun for the whole family. Normally, you find whitewater rapids in the mountains where there's one hotel, one restaurant, but here in the Midlands area, especially Casey, West Columbia, we not only have the recreational tourism, but we also have the amenities like hotels, shops, restaurants to support the tourism.
You know, again, the thing that you talked about right off the top was right where I wanted to go, because you think about it and you think about this is not something we've had to manufacture. This is Mother Nature. This is right here in our backyard, and it is just waiting for people. It's kind of like I've known people that lived in New York City that said, I've never been to the Statue of Liberty. I've never been to the Empire State Building. Well, I know people that live here in the Midlands that have never taken the time to realize what we have right in our own backyard.
We hear that all the time. Not only have people maybe never floated the rivers before, but we also have a national park only 30 minutes away from us. And most people have never been to Congaree National Park. So it's my passion project to not only host visitors, but also locals and show them the amazing activities we have here in our own city.
So let's talk a little bit about what you guys do over there and how people can experience it and why this is a great message for folks that want to go experience the outdoors.
Fantastic. Michael started the tubing business in 2006 with a handful of tubes, a handful of life jackets, and that has been our number one trip since day one. We offer a three-hour float with a couple whitewater rapids along the way. That runs from Memorial Day to Labor Day, so it is seasonal, and that is where our guided Congaree National Park canoe tours come in. They are offered year-round, great for beginners, great for visitors, and many people don't know why Congaree is a national park, so that's what we're here to do, to guide people and offer interpretation to the old tract growth forest that we have here.
Say that three times.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And when it comes to this kind of thing and when it comes to what it means, did you guys track the people that where they're coming from? I mean, do you get a lot of people that are local versus a lot of people that are coming from different parts of the Southeast?
Yeah, that's a great question. It varies between trips. Our tubing trips, 60% of our guests are outside a 50-mile radius of the Columbia area. And then over 85% of our guests on our Congaree National Park trips are from outside South Carolina. We rarely have anyone from within our state on our national park tours. So that's what I mean when I say I want the locals to come discover what we have.
And Kevin, as you and Casey know, that means business. That means people are coming here to stay, to eat, to be able to do business. That's an impact that most people don't recognize of what tourism has.
And that's where I was going with it, guys, because I want people to understand that if you're coming in for this, you're not just coming in for this and then driving away. You're eating a meal. Sometimes you're spending the whole weekend and you're staying and lodging and that kind of stuff. And that's what keeps this place going.
Yes.
Absolutely. We say that maybe river activities bring visitors here, but the restaurants, the shops, the discounts we have with preferred West Columbia hotels keeps them here.
Right. And again, my attitude's always been when it comes to Columbia, South Carolina, to Casey, to West Columbia, to Blythewood, to Newberry, to all the Midlands area. When it comes to that, I always say if we can get them here, then we'll get them back here. Because I really feel like once we get them here, we're going to show them the type of hospitality that we're known for. And they're going to find and discover there's a lot more here to do than they thought.
Absolutely. I have found in my 10 years working with Palmetto Outdoor, Columbia, Casey, West Columbia used to be a detour to someone's trip, maybe to Myrtle Beach or Hilton Head, but now we are the destination, and that has been a really awesome change that the Chamber has supported through all of their events, and it's been nice not only to see people come and go, but they actually come and stay.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hold tight. We'll come back. We're going to check sports. Come on back with more with our friends from Casey West Columbia. On the Point.
Mornings with Kev.
Let's get back to it.
It's Casey and Kev
in the Bar Fireside Studio.
Approaching 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Thank you so much for being with us on The Point. We are really happy to have you on board. Tim James joining us from Casey West Columbia. Miss Katie on her way in. For the Positive Points on Aging, and Miss Katie with us right now from over at Palmetto Outdoor. So we're happy to have the double Katie for the 8 o'clock hour today as our guest. But the Katie that matters right now is telling us about Palmetto Outdoor, and we're talking about the impact on it. This is something that I think the Midlands folks are not just with what Michael's been doing for 20 years, but I think in other ways. You know, if you look at the connectivity that is going on, and we've seen the mayor of Columbia and the mayor of West Columbia and Casey and all the other mayors get together on this to create more connectivity that people can get from one end of the Midlands to the other end of the Midlands because of what we're trying to do with our nature and with outside. I think this is just going to be a win-win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. We like to say that outdoor tourism is a safe investment, and not only visitors, but locals also benefit from the connectivity, especially of the river walks and all the development there.
You know, when we went through COVID, one of the first things to really blossom was getting people back outside into nature and the safety we felt from being able to do stuff like that. I think that's important. It's obviously as core as you can get, you know, it's as real as you can get, getting out and being around the water, getting out, being around the woods, things like that, nature trails, all that kind of stuff. But I mean, it is, there's no downside to it. There's so much good for your health, for your body, for the community, there's just no downside to this.
Yes, absolutely. We think that not only is river activities good for business, but it's also great for your mental, physical health. It also gives kids a lot of confidence. Our goal is to get kids outside, help them discover there's more to life than video games and internet, and bring the parents along for the ride.
Yeah, for sure.
I like
it. And Tim, let's go back to the impact from the tourism as a whole. When it comes to this kind of stuff, again, there are multiple facets of what brings people to this area. I mean, we've got, for example, the number one tourist spot in the entire state of South Carolina is Riverbank Zoo. So, and that's obviously bringing a lot of people to an outdoors type scenario also. But I mean, when you think about all the things that we have that are affordable and are outdoors and allow people to connect with nature while also bringing tourism dollars into the Midlands, it's just such a win.
You're right, Kevin. You know, I look at this as cumulative more so than just isolated things to do. But Katie and Michael at Palmetto Outdoor, they're a part of that cumulative effect. You can come to the Midlands. Well, today you can go to the zoo. Tomorrow you can go to the museum if it's raining. But then on Sunday you can go down the river and enjoy the time down the river. There's so much to be able to come to the Midlands area and be able to do. And the entire time you're here, you know, you're helping to be able to support local, to love local, to support local, to be able to put, you know, our kids and our families to work. And I was looking at a map here that Katie brought in with her this morning. It's ironic that just last year you got hundreds of people that came up from Florida passing what they call Walt Disney World just to be able to come to Palmetto Outdoors in the Midlands. These are hundreds of people that are coming to our community.
We have world-class whitewater in our backyard, and the whole Southeast and the whole country has woken up to it.
Yeah. I really think that is something that we have to do a better job of screaming from the mountaintops, if you would, of look what's right under your nose for the people around here, and make sure you're telling your friends and family to come visit, because, again, the other part of it is the affordability aspect. It is not that pricey to be able to take a family out and go enjoy a day outside.
And the benefit of engaging Palmetto Outdoors is, of course, you've got experts that have done this before. They've been part of this experience. They have everything planned for you. They have the equipment that you're going to need. The safety is taken care of. Like, all of those things that would maybe otherwise make you feel like, I don't know if I want to go on the river. I'm not quite sure about that. Or any kind of reservations you might have because you've never done this before. Palmetto Outdoors, it can walk you through all of that. I love that you guys are helping to facilitate our usage of these rivers and of these outdoor spaces.
Thank you. That's a great point. We are a full service outfitter, so we provide the canoes, life jackets, shuttle, the safety information, everything that our visitors need to get on the water, have a fun time, have a safe time, and all they have to do is show up and get ready for to get wet on the river.
Mm-hmm. The adventure is so much fun. You guys do such a great job. Everybody, every time we see y'all out there, people are smiling. They're enjoying themselves. It's just, it's such a great opportunity. I would recommend it to absolutely anybody to engage Palmetto Outdoors for that, especially if it's your first time ever going on the river. It's such a great community group.
Katie, real quick, we got about a minute and a half. Just take us through, somebody calls or goes online, take us through the process of how they get from there to actually getting out on the water.
Fantastic. So we have an online booking system where you can go on our website, view the different trips we offer, the dates, the times. You can choose your equipment, sign up from there. Once you sign up, you receive a confirmation email that tells you what to bring, where to meet us, and we all meet at the West Columbia Riverwalk for tubing. We handle all the heavy lifting. We meet at Congaree National Park for our canoe tours. We bring all the equipment so our guests show up, have a good time. It's very accessible. We're easy to find, and it's a great activity for all types of people. Even if you can't swim, we don't shy away from that. So come out, come see what the Midlands have to offer.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations on 20 years for Michael. This is awesome, and we love having it. It's a treasure right here in the KC West Columbia area. Wish you guys another 20 years of success and beyond. And thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tim, as always, appreciate everything that you guys do at the Chamber. And if people want to learn more about the Chamber, how do they find more?
www.cwcchamber.com. Come see us.
There you go. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you so very much.
Thank you, my friend.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Y'all. Take good care and have a wonderful day and enjoy the
beautiful
weather.
I love that visit with Tim. It's always so much fun to hear about the different businesses. And 20 years, man, that's a long time. Well, you know, I mean, as you build that business, the first 10 years are really kind of tough to navigate. But then once you hit your stride, and man, 20 years is great.
Well, and that's incredible. And I really do think that the best is yet to come for Michael and for Katie and the team over at Palmetto Outdoor, because I really feel like it's kind of like the sleeping giant that people are really aware of this now. So good. Go. If you're one of those folks that said, I've lived here for years.
And I didn't have any idea we did that.
Come on. Get out there with your family. It's safe. And it's, as you said, guided. They'll take good care of you. And it's something that you'll end up really considering a great adventure.
So much fun.
All right, 8:30. When we come back, Positive Points on Aging. Miss Katie going to join us from Oakley Village as we continue on The Point.